There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Q102, it is E! News time with the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. Jeff will be back on Monday. We have Rosie O'Donnell coming up. She is showing some compassion for Ellen and then the greatest music video artist of all time. But first, Jen, why don't you tell us why R. Kelly was attacked in prison?
Well, we probably know the why, but he was attacked by a fellow inmate. He is at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago awaiting trial on child sex abuse charges. Apparently, he has fans who like to stage protests outside the facility. Whenever that happens, the place goes into lockdown, meaning the inmates lose all of their privileges. And one guy had had enough, so he walked into R. Kelly's cell and just started beating on him. Kelly's attorney says it was just a dust up and he wasn't hurt too badly, but they have him in solitary now for his own protection, which I'm surprised it took this long.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because, you know, usually when you have a crime against children, you're like, just, it's a matter of time. Yeah. Usually not very long before you get the living crap beat out of you if you don't get murdered.
Okay.
So... yeah, I can't. There are fans. I didn't realize they had fans protesting outside.
Well, if you are locked in there and you only get the time to go and, you know, be amongst other people and maybe go outside or.
And you have one person that's ruining it for everybody.
It's taken away from you and you just got to stay in your cell. I mean,
that's horrible.
I know you're a prisoner and you're not there for being a good person in general, but still.
Well, most of the time, like,
I want to go outside.
I want to walk around.
All of the TV shows that I watch say they get like 1 hour a day where they're allowed outside. Yeah. Can you imagine that? And then that 1 hour is gone.
Yeah.
Because of some singer.
Yeah. No way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to get to Rosie in a minute and the music video artists of all time. The greatest ones. Is Dire Straits on that list?
They might be.
But right now, let's do traffic.
Is that your fave?
I don't know. They had good music videos back in the day. Tori's got to look at traffic. What's up? Cincinnati's Q102. Happy Friday. Appreciate you kicking off the weekend with us. There's some sky we can see right now, but it's supposed to kind of be rainy all day. We could see some thunderstorms a little bit later. It's going to be humid. 84 our high, 73 right now. News that didn't make the news coming up. And we're going to tell you about a new fitness tracker that will tell you if you're being a jerk. I'm intrigued about that. But we should all get one and see how much of a jerk we are. Yeah. Whose fault it is if your phone wakes you up during the night. And we're going to start with the top dating deal breakers of 2020. This is a Pew Research Center thing they did on dating here in the United States. These are the five highlights. Number one, 50% of single people say they're not looking for dates or a relationship. That's half.
50%.
Half of people say, I'm not looking for any. Like,
no, thank you.
So that would be you.
I'm good. That would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, though, those numbers are skewed a bit by older folks who don't want to date. Around 2/3 of single people are under 40. They want to date.
Okay. So this is for the 40 and ups.
Yeah.
Who've probably been married at least once and it just flat out didn't work out. So much, and then you're single for a long time, and you get into your own groove, and it's just hard to imagine bringing somebody else into the mix.
Are you speaking?
I'm speaking from a bit of experience,
okay.
And I have also studied others in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few out there, actually.
other dating deal breakers, they learned the top five are if the person lives far away, if they have significant debt.
I could see that being a big deal breaker.
If they voted for President Trump.
Hey, at what point during the relationship do you either ask or reveal how much debt you have?
I suppose that depends on the individuals. If it's somebody that's really, that finances are like one of their top priorities, then I imagine they're going to ask pretty quick in.
I don't
what
know.
Do you
I would,
think?
I would say that that's maybe something month two.
Month two of dating?
I don't know. I feel like you got to like get to know.
Do you got a lot of debt?
I think what you got to do.
It's pretty personal. That's why I'm asking. Like,
oh, it's very personal. But, you know, if you're somebody that has some debt and you're dating someone that is very debt conscious and is like, I don't owe anybody any money. Right. And you know that that's a thing for them. I would say, you know, don't.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Bring up the conversation. Give yourself some time to pay your stuff off before
is that why
you
you're
have
still
the
single?
Conversation. Well, yeah, it might take a bit.
You don't have to worry about it. It's my debt, not yours.
Right. And that's what I would always say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 10 years older, if the person is 10 years older, then that's a deal breaker.
That's the line.
Or raising kids from another relationship is a deal breaker.
That can be very challenging.
Yeah. I know when Jacob, you know, when I first became single and Jacob was only 4 and a half, I was like, you know, I can't imagine dating somebody else that's got young kids because my hands are full with one. I can't imagine, even if it was just every other weekend, I that was unimaginable to me.
I wonder how hard it is to, like, say you do have kids, like you have your own kids and then they have their own kids. Mm-hmm. And then what if your kids don't like each other?
Right.
You know what
or
I mean?
Or if their kids don't like you.
Yeah. Or their kids don't like you.
You're not my mom.
There's so many things that could happen with kids and relationships.
52% of people in that were polled say there are cases where it's, quote, acceptable to have an open relationship, even if they wouldn't be into it themselves.
They're becoming more accepting of others who are.
Who are. Mm-hmm.
51% say it's okay to break up over the phone. 13% say over a text. 13% say it's okay with an email.
It depends on how long you've been dating. You've
Agreed.
Gone out on two or three dates. Okay, fine. You've been dating for 4 years.
Oh, yeah. What if you say, what if you get a text
message is okay?
Oh.
Could you imagine if you got a random text from Christopher one day? Hey.
I think I would cry.
It would be very sad.
Then I'd be like, I got to go get my stuff.
I mean, I'd be like, where are you? I am coming over. Don't even tell me. I'll just be waiting at the house. You know, you thought crazy before. Uh-huh. Well, here she comes.
18% of people in relationships today have met their significant other through work. 18%.
Well,
that was the high. That was the highest number.
You kind of did, didn't you? I mean, you were at like a work event.
I was broadcasting live at Sully's for Hey-o. Friday night. Yeah. $2 you call it and bring 10 of your friends from work and you drink for free parties.
Well, and I
Remember
met.
Those?
Yeah. But I met Scott yes. through a coworker. Like I'm like Julie works here and then he knew Julie.
Oh, that's right.
So it's kind of like the same. And the same with Jeff and Kristen.
Yeah.
They met through this job, too.
12% met through online dating. So,
12,
work,
that's
so work
low.
Was the big one, and then online dating.
So that only makes up 30%. Where's everybody else meeting people?
Friends of friends, maybe.
How did you meet all of your beaux? Was it mostly through work?
Yeah.
Mostly through work gigs?
Yeah.
I don't know where Jeff has that audio saved of you live at the bar.
Oh, my gosh.
But is that how you met a couple of them?
Maybe.
Okay. I don't care. No judgment.
93.3 FLZ. What's up, Jennifer? It's live. Get a cocktail.
Spread
out.
You got to pause now between. Like you got to pause between the cock and the tail, and
I
then you got
to. Feel like you have to find it now.
Yes.
Want to just straight do, up? We could just do a live one.
No, that's okay.
Give her a beat. Drop a beat, Tim. Come on, dude.
I could give you some live music. Some music to do it to.
Give me a beat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She really doesn't want to.
Don't act like you don't know exactly what you would
exactly
say.
I know exactly what I would say.
Go.
You bet. Live at Club XS. It's a Friday night. We're going to be here all night long. You need to come on down and grab a cocktail straight up.
You know that she does this in the car on the way home. Like when she's listening to the radio and a song comes out, she's like, ooh, I'll just talk this one up.
Stand man with the gland will expand on demand. Priest on the one and twos.
You know,
we'll be here all night long.
You know it would be a little bit different now because you'd be like this. What up, what up, what up, what up, we're live. Noodles and Company. Gonna be here till 1:30. Then I gotta get home and pick up Jacob. We got a good pad thai.
I'm gonna sweep at the crystal store after I hit this pad thai.
All right. Whose fault is it if your phone wakes you up during the night? We're gonna get to that next on Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.